You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion, thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I thank you, Lord, that you're moving through the airways and that all week long you've just been really just showing your people that you are alive, that you're the resurrected power and you're the life, and that you're the way, the truth, and the life. And that, Father, you are the only way, and that you're the only mediator between man and God. Amen. I'm very, very excited. I'm glad you tuned in today. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to just cause you to come right into a tighter fellowship, and not just a relationship, but a fellowship with him in Jesus' name. I'm very excited about the message today. Let's go quickly before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over the powers of darkness today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we paralyze their operations, communications, travelizations, and manifestations of all their different from all over the world. Over your people, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the ministering angels that are assigned unto us, Lord, and that they're going out on our behalf and ministering your favor, your goodness, opening doors of opportunity, great opportunities and favor in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for your Holy Spirit today that's operating in this dispensation of time, the Spirit of the living God, the power of God, the Spirit that brings to our remembrance the things that you've spoken to us. Your word declares that you are the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I thank you today that you are liberating those of all their sicknesses and diseases, Father, for you said, I sent my word to heal you of all your infirmities. I thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen those that are at the bridge of throwing the towel in and let them know there's always hope, that men ought to always and mankind pray because there is always hope. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the minute blessings you've given us. We thank you that you're working everything after the counsel of our might, of your might. We thank you, Lord, that you work all things together for our good because we love you and are called according to your purpose. We thank you that your thoughts toward us are good and of peace and not of evil to give us a hope and to give us a dynamic future. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for grace and mercy, Father. We thank you for your truth of your word. We thank you because you are the true vine, Lord Jesus, and that your Father, Heavenly Father, you're the vine dresser. And I thank you, Lord, that you're removing every hindering person, place, and thing from our lives, Lord, so that we can begin to grow and grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. In Jesus' name, Father, I give you praise and I thank you for the great provision that you're providing for those out of just making just a supernatural, a God kind of blessing. They had nothing to do with it. They knew they needed the situation fixed. I thank you that you just brought the solution because you're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Rapha. I thank you that you are the doctor in the sick room. I thank you that you're the medicine in our bodies. We thank you that your blood is the antidote for our sins and our sickness. And we thank you for your forgiveness today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm very excited about this message today. It's coming from Luke chapter 13. And we're going to go right down to verse 18. And it says, now Jesus was teaching in the synagogues on the Sabbath, And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no ways arise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he had laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed." Therefore, come and be healed on them, but not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day?" I want to pause right there. And then I guess we can go on to verse 17. "And when he said these things, all his adversaries was put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by Jesus." I want to bring your attention to the fact that the woman, Jesus says, was a daughter of Abraham. He said that for 18 years, this woman was bent over being bound by Satan. Something happened 18 years ago that allowed Satan to bind this woman up with an infirmity. But Jesus made a statement saying she should be loosed from the bondage of Satan. Even though those rulers of the synagogue, now these was rulers, and if we brought it right now to this day and time, there were rulers in the church. And they're upset because, with indignation, by the way, that Jesus healed the woman on the Sabbath day. Now, I had that pause me too right there, because here it is. She's there in the church and she's bent over and she has been dealing with this situation for 18 years. The rulers that was in the church or the synagogue, still church, they could not get her delivered, but Jesus healed her and they were upset. And when the Lord brought me this message, he said, "Many of my people are sitting right in my sanctuary. I've already healed them when I said it was finished. I already sent my word and healed them of their infirmities. I am the living word," said the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're still sitting there. And day, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, Saturday after Saturday, all through the week, they're still walking around. And they're the daughters and the sons of Abraham, children of faith. And they're still holding on to their infirmities and their sicknesses, waiting for someone within the sanctuary or within the leadership to miraculously lay hands on them and that they will be healed. And the Lord said, "And many of my leaders are sick. And many of my leaders are still holding on. And many have already left the earth because of sicknesses and diseases that I've already delivered my people from. Daughters of Abraham, daughters of sons of Abraham, the children of faith." Use your faith. Because here, for 18 years, whatever happens, see, that goes to show you things can happen in your life, whether we open the door to it, whether we caused it, or whether it come upon us, whatever the case may be, we have Jehovah Rapha. We have the balm in Gilead. We have Jesus that died and paid the price, resurrected, who gave a command to his disciples, his apostles, to heal the sick, cast out demons. Yeah. Yeah. Heal the lepers, raise the dead. And here they're upset because Jesus healed the woman who was bound for 18 years. You know, this is still going on in the sanctuaries today. In the sanctuaries today, which the house of the Lord should be a house of refuge, where we can come in and we can get healed, deliverance, you know, because when you're living in, on this earth and you're on this in on this world, you're going to experience some things. Jesus even said, you shall have trouble in the world, but cheer up. I've overcome the world. And we are overcomers. And he also tells us in Mark chapter 16, he said, these signs will follow those that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. He also tells us in the book of James, if anyone of you among you is sick, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil. Pray the prayer of faith. Daughters and sons of Abraham, children of faith, pray the prayer of faith. And the Lord says, if they committed any sins, I'm going to forgive them and I'm going to raise them up. What is going on? But the leaders of the church was had indignation. They was upset. They didn't even rejoice that the woman, and we're talking about the leaders, they didn't rejoice that the woman herself was finally free. They was too busy looking in the tradition. They was too busy looking in the fact that, oh, it's a Sabbath day and you don't do that. But as Jesus said, you say that, but then you'll go and get your animal out on the Sabbath day, walk it and get it some water. And you doing the very thing that you saying I'm not supposed to do. So he said, should she not be set free? Should she not be set free? And this is what the Lord is saying to his leaders. He's saying, listen, you when you say that you are an apostle, a prophet, a prophetess, evangelist, a pastor, teacher, even the children of God, or you saying you're a bishop and you the archbishop and you the archapostle and this and that, or you doctor, apostle, this and this, or you doctor, this prophetess, or doctor, and you don't heal a cold, you don't exercise your faith to believe me to heal my people, he said, then you become a blockage. Then you become the blockage to why the people of God that are coming into my sanctuary looking for me, looking to experience their kingdom benefits, and you are just blocking them because you refuse to go in the depths. You refuse to go in the depths and do what I told you to do. Now, I think that is dangerous. I think that is dangerous. That we can walk past people all day long in the church, see that they're sick, raise all kind of money, have all kind of revivals. Revival actually is for the believer, because in the book of Acts, that's what Peter said. He said, repent, be converted, that you may receive times of refreshing from the Lord. That's a revival. That's for the believer. We got revivals going on, and we say, oh, we got to go out there, we got to get the souls and this and that. But then the body of Christ is sitting there, and there's no heavy manifestation of healing and deliverance within the sanctuary. But we'll get really, really down and get upset when that money start running low, and we not, oh, there ain't no tithes being paid. Oh, you'll stand up then. We'll stand up. You know, and I thought about, I had to say this because I said it on last, I thought about the fast that they did against Target. And I said, I'm not involved in it. I don't care who got mad. I don't care if my other mentors, I don't care if my other brothers in Christ got mad. I said, I'm not getting involved in that. Because if we can pull a 40-day fast for money, then we can pull a 40-day fast for miracles. We can pull a 40-day fast for healing and deliverance. Lord, remove the blinders in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, off of your people. We've been blinded. Jesus, what did you say? You said we do away with the heavier matters, love, faith, and justice. And then we put the tithe and make it the high thing, the money. We make it high. We got to have the money to do this and money to do that. I don't want to drive around in no big Rolls Royce and can't even heal a cold. I don't want to be flashy and this and that and people suffering. I don't want 15 planes, 3 and 4 planes flying over the world to do nothing but go take vacations and people are suffering and dying. Jesus is calling even his leaders to a place of repentance. My time is up, but Jesus' time is never up. Holy Ghost, have your way in the name of Jesus. Move upon your people and bring us to that place of repentance in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts, 'cause I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own, I'm bought with a price.
Song just says, Jesus saves.